This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Seven after the hour on Tuesday, April the 10th, 2018. Jennifer, did you realize it was Tuesday? The 10th of April, one-third of the way through the month of April. We're into the month of April big time. This is a big-time show, the DJV show, with big-time radio people like Jennifer Horn,
Victoria Keeler. Counting away your life.
Right. Moving, keep them moving, moving, moving. All right, so, Victoria, in the spirit of movement, what sort of exciting things do we have in the trending department?
Well, if you're on Twitter, you'll notice the hashtag sticks out for Humboldt. And so this is, of course, in reference to that horrible bus accident that killed so many kids in the Canadian Hockey League. And the NHL has done a lot of different tributes to these kids. And now across the country, kids are, if you notice in your neighborhood, that there are hockey sticks out in front of people's houses. The reason for that is kids are doing that as a way of memorializing the other kids who died. And so they're, it's literally across the country, kids are putting out hockey sticks with a lantern or a candle in front of their houses as a show of solidarity and remembrance of those kids. So it's a really lovely tribute that's been trending on Twitter all night long. So I would expect this will probably continue. But it's a horrible tragedy, but at least some warm fuzzies are coming out of it in the end.
And from bad comes good.
Yeah, and of course, and from that, we talked about the one boy who had just turned 21 and registered to become an organ donor. There are six people who received his organs, and so as a result of that tragedy, six people's lives were saved. So that's another silver lining in that. And then in another trending story, you guys, Jen, you may have heard about this out in L.A., Green Bay Packers wide receiver Trevor Davis, not the smartest traveler in the world. He reportedly was arrested for at LAX after jokingly telling an attendant at the Hawaiian Airlines ticket that he had smuggled a bomb when answering security questions. So, of course, he was arrested immediately. He was, I don't know how dumb you have to be.
Dumb. Yep,
he actually said when he was answering security questions, you know, the standard, did you pack your own bags and things like that, he turned to his female travel companion and said, yes, did you pack the explosives? And so that's all it takes to get yourself arrested.
Dum-da-dum-dum.
Yep.
Dum-da-dum-dum. So President Trump says he's going to make a decision on how to respond to the chemical weapons attack in Syria that killed all those people. The decision, if it's the Russians, it'll be one thing. If it's Syria, it'll be another thing. If it's Iran, it'll be a third thing. So during the course of the past 24 hours, have you all amassed... For those who may not know what happened over the weekend, there was a gassing of civilians, and this thing has killed hundreds of people. I don't know how many people. I don't know if there's 40, a number.
I think it was 42 that it killed.
42, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
And but injured a lot of other people.
Right. Revolutionary Guards killed in another attack in the Middle East. The Israeli attack, the Syria. It's just on and on and on to the point where I look at these things and I think, you know what? I don't really want to talk about it because it doesn't get us anywhere. Why would we waste our time? Is that
like
an appropriate response?
Yes, I agree with
me,
you.
Anyway.
I agree with you 100%. Like, I don't want to start my day like that. It's just, you know, it's horrible. The images of little children being gassed, it's terrible.
All right. People in the news. Bill Cosby yesterday, first day of his retrial outside of Philadelphia. The woman who was not identified, surrounded by police, thrown into the bushes after she ran in front of Cosby and his lawyers. Women's lives matter. Women's lives matter was the chant. And it may have a lot more meaning even now with all of the Me Too, the movement that continues. And I wonder what really actually is going to come of this. There was a mistrial once, so they're after him again. Is there a reason to do this? Has he not been embarrassed enough? Don't we really know what he's all about? What's the point of this?
Why was she topless?
She
said she wanted to make him uncomfortable.
The only problem
wouldn't
was,
that make him like happy?
I don't know.
Wasn't there a story that came out though, like last year, where he said he's completely blind now? So if that's true,
he didn't even know.
Doesn't really
she
make
didn't
a difference.
Google.
Is he really?
I don't know if he actually is. He's wearing sunglasses and saying that he's blind. So
he's definitely he's trying to appear as feeble as possible.
I have a silly question. Why do people who can't see wear sunglasses?
I think
so that their
because,
eyes don't look weird.
Yeah.
Well, in some cases, their eyes are weird. Yes, you're right about that. But then in other cases where you just normally lose your sight.
Yeah, well, you might also have kind of a blank stare if you're not necessarily looking at anything. So it might be off-putting for people if you don't have glasses on. I don't know.
But why, or if you can't see them, do you care?
I don't know. Maybe he just wants to look like Shaft or something.
I love Doug's question.
It's just what they do, okay? Call Stevie Wonder and ask him.
I know, right?
For once in my
life.
Let's
channel Ray Charles and figure that one out.
All right, let's figure out why Rick Scott thinks he has a chance of being the governor of Florida.
He is the governor of Florida.
I mean, sorry.
So I think he's got a pretty
good chance. So he's right on that one. Yeah.
Take two on that. Why is it that Rick Scott thinks he can make it in the Senate? He's
going to
challenge Bill Nelson, who's the Democrat. So is Florida, it seemed to me there was a difference in tone in Florida since the whole shootout at the school. And is that better for a Democrat or is it hopeful for a Republican?
I think Rick Scott has a decent approval rating. I think he's got an approval rating that a lot of governors would like to have. He's in the 40 percentile, which is pretty good. And I think people like him in the state. Bill Nelson, I don't think, was making all that many inroads in Florida. He's skated a little more than Marco Rubio because, of course, Marco Rubio being a Republican is a target. And Marco Rubio has some campaign donations from the NRA. I don't know that Bill Nelson has done that.
$3.1 million, I'd say that was a good sum.
Yeah. So I think that that Rick Scott probably thought he could have a really good shot at challenging Bill Nelson. Now, I don't know that just because Bill Nelson hasn't taken money from the NRA that he's extremely popular in Florida. So I think that Rick Scott has a chance. He's well-known. He's a good politician. And he's worked in a bipartisan way, I think, after the Parkland shooting to try to come up with something that most Floridians think is acceptable as far as changes go. So
where
does
his money come from? What's his background before he was the governor? What did he do? What kind of business do you know?
He was a successful businessman. He does have money. I don't know exactly.
Yeah, he put $90 million into his gubernatorial races of his own.
They're saying this could be the most expensive Senate race as well.
So how does?
It's ridiculous.
It really is. There's no chance for people who don't have any money, or access to money, to ever be involved in political, whether it's even on the state level. Or the regional level, the national level, the amount of money that goes into even the midterms this week, $4 billion was spent last time around for the presidential race, and this time around for the midterms. The number is, and this is congressional, a third of the Senate gets reelected and all of Congress, and supposedly half of the money, or that figure, $2 billion, it was $4 billion for the presidential race, but the radio and television world, because of the advertising benefits, studies this sort of thing. And I saw, I think yesterday or the day before in one of the trades, an approximation of $2 billion being spent on advertising, promotion, whatever, to get people elected to the Senate and to the House for a job that pays $180,000 a year. So you tell me that there isn't implicit in this corruption. How else can you fund this kind of expense unless you are corrupt.
It's corruption, but definitely special interests supported for sure.
That's corrupt.
A lot of, yeah,
that's corrupt.
A lot of money
corrupts people. Completely corrupts people. So. Anyway,
you know, but there is hope. I will tell you that there is a little bit of hope, and that is if you find the message and the energy to help back a movement, it works. And I think the evidence of that is Trump spent far less money than Hillary Clinton did during this presidential election. In our gubernatorial race that's going on in California, there are a lot of people dumping a lot of money into the campaign, and it's paying off, but there isn't the energy behind the movement that certain candidates have. So I think there still is something to getting a good grassroots movement going, too.
Being here, as much as I am, Jennifer, I still don't have a feel for... I got Moonbeam. I got him. He's gone. But the people who are running now, coming up the ladder.
Yeah, that's what they call Jerry Brown.
Jerry Brown goes, oh, wait a minute, that's an age thing. As much as anything else, isn't it? Moonbeam.
I thought it was just some hippie in California.
No.
That's him.
If you told
me. He is kind of a hippie in California.
That's exactly right. It's a hippie in California.
Ever since he dated Linda Ronstadt, he's been called Moonbeam. And
so
that was, 50 years ago, Jennifer? He's been before... You were alive, it seems to me. When I was
wasn't
doing,
alive, no.
She wasn't alive 50 years ago.
That's what I'm saying.
You're,
no, I'm going back 50 years.
Through the calendar, isn't it?
Don't be so eager to make me look foolish, please. I can do that on my own.
That's totally not what I'm doing.
All right. But the point is that he's been called Moonbeam for 50 years.
Sure.
And then I made reference to Linda Ronstadt, the singer who he dated for, 10, 15 years. She was with him when he was governor, I think, the first time. Wasn't she around?
Yeah, I think that's right. I think so. I wasn't around the first time he was governor, but yes, I think that's right.
I guess I'm the only one who was around the first time he was governor.
You were here to bear witness to it all.
I've got my stripes.
Thankfully, I've only had to go through it once.
Jeez. But the point I was making is that I don't feel any excitement around any of the candidates that are... running.
I'm telling you, this Travis Allen, he's a Republican, but he has got a lot. So, I just went through this conference
Sunday night,
over the weekend.
You had a thing on Sunday night, wasn't it, with these Republican governors?
Two candidates. In the California race, there are two Republican candidates. John Cox, who has a ton of money. He's already spent $4 million of his own money on this campaign. Mm-hmm. And then Travis Allen, who actually has all the supporters, who has people who follow him from place to place and do rallies in front of buildings that he's in. And he's really kind of ginning up this movement. And even though it's not reflecting in the polls yet, it's the energy, and you can feel it, and there's something. Now, that doesn't mean it's an uphill battle for a Republican in the state of California, but there is some energy in that movement for sure.
Mm-hmm. All right, 19 after the hour. This is the DJB Show with Jen, Victoria, and Kara.
Honey?
In here.
Oh, you painted the ceiling.
Yep.
Blue.
Feels so much less cooped up, right?
I guess. What's the yellow paint for?
Well, the floor needs a double line, otherwise it's chaos. Can you hand me that yield sign?
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protect it with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working. We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
At Ferguson, service is our most important part. So if service is the part you're missing from your supply house, come into one of our 600 nationwide locations and let our team help yours. Whether it's tracking down those hard-to-find parts, having your order ready and waiting at our will call, or helping you manage your inventory with our SKU app and online ordering, the edge every trade professional needs is right around the corner. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, you'll earn redeemable points with every online purchase. Come into one of our locations or visit Ferguson.com today.
You have- haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
At the hour now on the DJV show. I'm the founder of the broadcast medium known as the Good Day Enterprises, and the DJV show includes me, Doug, Jennifer, Victoria. Kara's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Television news. Last night, I didn't see one thing on TV. It was them messing up on Wheel of Fortune. They gave the prize to the wrong guy.
I love
so
that.
So they had to dig.
Why is it so satisfying to watch people screw up on television?
<I don't know.
laughs> Doesn't it just make you feel better about your own
terrible
life? Pat
Sajak was kind of he was trying to figure out, well, we're right after this break, we'll have figured this out.
Yeah, so thanks, Pat.
Yeah, right. That is a phenomenal story. My God, those two shows, Jeopardy and Merv Griffin was a genius. And those guys have stayed with it since pretty much the beginning. They're both in their 70s, and they both keep humming along. So that show goes, it's one of those shows kind of like this where it goes on forever. All right, anybody else see anything last night that they liked or want to talk about?
No.
I watched
an episode of America's Next Top Model because, you ready for me to jump into the TV report?
Yes, please.
Tonight's the season finale of America's Next Top Model. Yes, so I was doing a little binging to catch up because, yes, I still watch that show. Anything that's terrible on television, I am your girl.
Isn't Ashley Graham on that?
Yeah, she's one of the judges.
I love her.
Two seasons in a row, I think she's
one of the
judge.
She's the one who's got teeth that need to get adjusted. Oh, is that Ashley Graham?
No.
Oh,
she's the one that.
Well,
has
it's
the
what
bedonkidon.
You say. You say that she has an overbite, but she doesn't.
I actually watched a little of American Idol to see how Ryan was doing. He seemed very confident and not paying much. I mean, he was paying
attention.
That's all
taped from
on.
Before the scandal.
Is it really? That's
oh, yeah. They haven't gone live yet.
Oh, I didn't think it was that old.
Yeah,
that stuff.
Yeah.
It was done here
a few months ago.
Really? Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. He's got a beard in this one, so maybe that's it.
Would you like to know what else is on television?
Yeah, please, Jennifer. Yeah. Let's find out what else is on tonight.
All right, so that season finale of America's Next Top Model is on VH1 at 8 o'clock. This one might catch your interest. Actually, for all of you, Doug and Victoria and Kara, Elton John has a special tonight on CBS.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Still Standing, a Grammy salute. And it's an all-star concert. Lady Gaga, Ed Sheeran, and more than a dozen other musicians will perform Elton John hits, including Your Song and Candle in the Wind. And then, of course, Elton John Khan himself will take the stage to Crocodile Rock out, as they say. CBS at 9 o'clock. The season premiere of Deadliest Catch is tonight on Discovery at 9. New Girl comes back tonight. It's the season premiere of their final season, so the beginning of the end, I suppose. They have an 8-episode final season that starts tonight on Fox. Also new tonight, ABC has a new Roseanne, followed by The Middle, Blackish, Splitting Up Together, and For the People. CBS, nothing new except for this Elton John special. That starts at 9. CW has The Flash and Black Lightning. Those are all new tonight. Fox has a new Lethal Weapon and L.A. to Vegas before that New Girl season finale airs. And The Voice, it's the last knockouts round tonight at 8 o'clock, followed by a brand new Rise.
Well, I'll be on an airplane at that time, so I'll watch some of the old stuff on that. I prefer watching old TV shows on the plane to watching movies. Most of the movies.
Sometimes you can get live TV on the plane, which is nice.
Yeah, not in the planes I ride in, but yeah, some of this stuff you can.
You're right. Slumming
depends it on the airline. Yeah. All right. Here's a post office named for Merle Haggard in his hometown of Bakersfield, Jennifer. Post office named after his sister and his widow were among those at the ceremony near downtown. I know you know Bakersfield better than the rest of us. About 300 people turned out for this thing. Is there that much room in downtown Bakersfield?
Sure. Bakersfield's actually a pretty good-sized place, yeah.
Yeah. It was the two-year anniversary of his death. He would have been 81 this past weekend. He was very poor. Actually, didn't he go to prison, I think, for a while? A lot of his songs about outlaws.
Yeah.
If
not, he's sang about it.
The Okie from Muskogee.
Love it.
Sing Me Back Home. And the guy who played in his band for 50 years, Norm Hamlet, told the newspaper there the singer would have been humbled by the honor. So, tribute to Merle Haggard at 28 after the hour.
And turn back the years.
Efficacy matters. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. There's a difference between self-esteem and self-efficacy. Self-esteem is how you feel about yourself. Self-efficacy is how you feel about your performance. If you raise someone's self-esteem, hey, that picture you drew is beautiful, you actually do nothing for their self-efficacy. Because the reality is that even if they believe you mean what you said, they don't necessarily believe that it's true. But if you raise a person's self-efficacy, then there's a direct correlation to raising that person's self-esteem. Wow, it looks like you really took your time and put a lot of hard work into that. Raise your children's efficacy and their esteem will come up with it. Raise their self-esteem and you'll leave their efficacy hanging. I say focus on efficacy, because when you do, you will be boosting what will ultimately drive your children to succeed. Catch me on my new TV show, The Secret Life of Kids, on USA Network, starting March 16th at 9 p.m.
Hi friends, it's Victoria Keelan. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? It can be confusing. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take them every day and I love it because it combines ultra pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just about 7 days, so you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure that Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. They want to send you a free bottle just to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil anymore. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 1-800-355-1493.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
34 after the hour now. This is the DJV show.
She sounds pretty.
Tuesday edition, yes, there's the lovely Jennifer Horn, who graces us with her presence this morning, as does Victoria Keelan. And the most graceful of them all is the beautiful Kara Schillen. Or actually, mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all? I'm looking at me, so I guess I could be the most beautiful human being gracing you with my presence.
Wow.
We could all.
Humble, too.
Yeah, thank you. Coming up, some sports news. Ronda Rousey makes the rounds, if you will. We were talking about Rick Scott running for governor, and then we get off onto Moonbeam in California. Do you know there are more women than ever running for Congress?
Mm-hmm.
It's your record number.
News.
Yeah. Most of the women are Democrats, but there are some Republicans as well, Jen.
Yeah.
The
met a
number
few
of women
this weekend.
Yeah, did you?
I did.
Are there any of them that offer hope, do you think, in California?
Actually, you know, one of them I'm going to tell you about, because you know who it is. One of the, over the weekend, I hosted a conservative conference in California, which we sold out. We had a standing room only. We actually had to turn people away because the fire marshal wouldn't let them in. So it was really cool, about 1,000 people. One of the candidates
running. The fire marshal is a Democrat. If it had been a Republican,
probably.
We would have them all in.
It's like, all of you have got to go. Kimberlyn Brown, remember her from The Young and the Restless?
No.
No?
I'm going to look her up, though. I've never seen Young and the Restless,
She's very famous.
Though.
If you have paid any attention to soap operas, you would recognize her. She was on The Young and the Restless for a very long time. But anyway, she is running for Congress in, I think it's Palm Springs. So I think maybe it might even be Sonny Bono's old district.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Really good. Powerful speaker, but kind of fun. Just, I thought, a point of interest because she used to be a soap star.
309 women have filed papers to run for seats in the House, which, along with the rest of Congress, is mostly filled with men. Male candidates outnumber female ones in House races this year, and women are going to have to win the seats to make any kind of impact, that is, to have more of them in the House. Female candidates are setting records in a number of other realms as well. There are 40 women running for gubernatorial races around the country, up from 34 back in 1994 when there were the most number of women were running. And in Texas, a record number of women are running for office there, races for Congress and local seats. So I don't like to make this about sex, but I'm encouraged because I do think there ought to be equal numbers. I just do. I've thought that for a long, long time. So, and it doesn't, does this have, well, let me ask the question rather than assuming that it does. Is the hashtag MeToo movement, is there an influence of that here? Do we sense?
Could be. I mean, maybe a little bit more of the Time's Up movement.
Time's
which
up.
Is about equal pay and things like that. Mm-hmm. That's not about, you know, sexual harassment.
Right.
But
yeah, right.
But maybe there's part of that. I think that women in general, I don't know. I just get a sense of, from talking to other women in my circles, whether Republican or Democrat or independents, I think women just are tired of having other people speak for us and having and not feeling represented. And I think that that's great.
I think people in general, whether you're a man or a woman or maybe a young person, there's also a record number of young people running for office this time around.
And pre-registering to vote, too.
Yeah.
I saw in California. That's great.
That's good.
If we're going to talk about change and if we're going to complain about change, we have to realize that we need to be part of that change. And I think that people are finally realizing that they need to be active and they need to take their responsibility seriously and that things just don't change unless you make it happen. And I think that's really positive no matter what side of the aisle you're on, because I think we need more of that. We need to realize that it is possible for one person to make a difference and you don't have to wait for someone else to do it for you.
All right. So a lot of people who are in radio who do talk, who are doing political talk shows, have either had exposure as a candidate, been in office, or along the lines are in the back of their mind thinking that they would run. I've come across a number of these people. Jennifer, you probably have too. I don't know whether Victoria, you have. People who have been in office that then went on the radio, or people who were on the radio and ran for public office. So I would wonder whether any of the three of you, Victoria, do you ever
Cynthia
consider?
Nixon is as close as I come.
Cynthia Nixon, yeah.
Who's running for,
is going to run
for governor in New York. Mm-hmm. I've interviewed her once, and that's as close as I've come to that crossing over of the world. I know you guys know a lot of examples of that.
Well, but more to our point here, I'm wondering whether any of the three of you would ever consider running for office. You would, Jennifer.
Yeah.
What would you run for?
You know what? It's very funny that you ask that because I really have such an issue with Adam Schiff, who happens to be my congressman, that I
from
really
Framingham.
Came close. Yeah, well, he might. Yes, that's right. He was Framingham. And then now he pretends to live in California, even though he lives in Maryland. And he is my representative. And he has spent so much time trying to go after Trump that I have not seen him very often in my district. And I don't know what he's doing to represent the people that live here. And so I thought for a moment that wouldn't it be kind of cool if, somebody ran against him, because no one will run against him. Everybody's afraid. He's got this big brand name, and everybody's afraid to take him on. And I thought,
I could totally handle that.
I think I could just run at him and say, look, carpetbagger, you better move back to your district. nobody believes that you live here anymore, and kind of go after him and see why he isn't, why he's worried about his star rising and not the people that he's representing. Mm-hmm. But then I realized I'd have to quit all my jobs, and I wasn't quite ready to do that.
But see, and that's exactly the problem for a lot of women. If they're mothers, a lot of women don't want to take away that time with their children, and that's, I think, why so many women have not run for office. Because if you're a mother, you still have that responsibility, and you can say that, yes, it's equal parenting and blah, 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 and that's a wonderful idea, but if your husband is working, or if you're a single mom, that makes it even more challenging. So I think it's so great that there are so many women who are forging ahead now and making these sacrifices, and their families make the sacrifices too. It's like being in the armed services. The whole family is involved, and the whole family sacrifices. It's not an easy thing to do, but see, I applaud all the women who are moving forward with it.
And my problem is not even, look, I mean, obviously I need to make an income for sure, but it wasn't even, right. It's not even a monetary concern as much as my jobs are all in the media. And because of election laws, they would not let me keep those jobs because they would say right. It's an uneven platform, even though.
I'd let you keep your job here.
Well, I know, but the government wouldn't. And Adam Schiff would
be. As long as I offered equal time to whoever was running against you, I'd be fine. I don't care. I'd have open this.
It'd be the DJVA show.
Yeah,
Doug,
right.
Jen, let's not, Adam,
let's not get Jen in trouble before she even starts her campaign.
Yeah. Well, so, yeah. Jennifer would not be the first person to dedicate herself as a co-host of this program to run for higher office. One of my co-hosts ran as an unknown against another unknown in Illinois. She lost and he won. I'll give you 2 seconds to guess who she ran against.
I already know, so I can't play.
I know you do.
I have no idea.
Illinois.
It I was, don't know anybody who was on the show though, so I wouldn't.
Oh, that's right. You don't. Well,
famous
you
candidates to come out of Illinois though.
Yes.
Like the most famous candidate to come out of Illinois.
Currently, all right.
I have no idea.
Nancy
Obama?
Skinner was.
I have no idea who Nancy Skinner
Answer
is.
Obama is correct.
Okay. Google Nancy Skinner, and you'll philosophically she's where you are, in terms of where her head is. It is nowhere near where yours is. It was much further south. And so,
I don't know what that means, but okay.
Yes, you do.
How is your head further south? Like up your butt?
Yes.
Is that what you mean? I don't know what you mean.
That's exactly what I mean.
I feel like I'm on a trivia show here.
Yeah. So, okay. Anyway, she ran against Obama, whatever. The two of them ran in the primary.
So she's a senator?
She tried
lost.
To be. She's now running for Congress this year. She's running, one of the women running for Congress.
The first
Congress
thing that
comes
up is Senator Nancy Skinner proudly representing California.
Different one.
This is a different name. There's two Nancy Skinners?
Two Nancy Skinners. Like there's two Jennifer Horns.
I don't know who the other one is.
The other Jennifer Horns involved in politics in New Hampshire. Yeah. Is she still Jennifer? Is she still, you still getting?
She runs the GOP.
In New Hampshire. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So all right, so.
Would you win on name recognition?
Horn? Yeah. Although we are on.
All right, so this other Nancy Skinner, okay, I wasn't going to say this at first, but the first Nancy Skinner that came up is, like, totally not someone I could picture you dating. I'll say that definitely.
Really?
The second one, this one looks more like your type. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That makes a lot more sense now.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right, next.
We all got him, Dougie. We all have a type.
I guess I've heard that. Victoria, would you ever run for office?
You know, I don't know. But I think if I ever did, because of in everything that Lewis and my husband and I have gone through in the last 2.5 years with the housing, we live in New York City and we've had this big housing thing. There are so many, I've learned so much about it and how unfair the system really is. So I would probably want to run like on my block and just help my neighborhood.
For
I
some
think I would,
ward officer,
I would,
wards or precincts in New York, wards. Zones.
Precincts, yeah. Okay. But I would probably do something hyper local to help. There's so many people in unfair housing situations in New York, and so the rents just keep going up. And
how many women are there on the city council of New York?
I don't know. I would guess in New York, though, it might be a little more even than in other places because there are a lot of women who are involved. And I know our local, and I mean local as in like in our little block, few block radius here, it is a woman who is representing us right now. So, but I would probably do something like hyper local.
Kara, Your father could be your campaign manager.
I also don't
mind.
Want to move to D.C. That's another thing. I don't want to live there.
Mm. Well, Kara's there already, so she can run for something.
Yeah, I don't. I don't know who would be voting for me. I guess all my dad's beard friends. If my dad was my campaign manager.
All your friends at the library would totally vote for
you. Yeah. Yeah. I guess I'm across a wide spectrum.
A swath.
The more people get to know you,
library. Yeah,
they
and
would
an old
love
woman
you.
And a young person's body, so I'd get both of those votes.
Yeah. I'd got a lot of demographics.
Get all the bearded, tattooed guys to vote for me. Yeah, it'd be. Fabulous.
All right. She's our hero. Speaking of the hero, a couple of sports items here, starting, Jennifer, with Ronda Rousey beating up on Stephanie McMahon.
Yeah,
you knew that was
going to
come pretty soon.
I know. Ronda Rousey made her WWE debut over the weekend at WrestleMania 34, and she did really well. She proved that she has what it takes to make it in wrestling. She came to the ring wearing a Rowdy Roddy Piper leather jacket and his signature kilt. She enjoyed a Ronda Rousey chant from 75,000 fans before the bell rang. It was her first ever wrestling match, and it was pretty amazing. In fact, some people are saying it was the best match on the entire WrestleMania card. Nearly every other performer at WrestleMania wrestled for the first time in their professional careers in a high school gymnasium, maybe in a bingo hall. They worked their way up to the WWE. Rousey had her first match in front of 70,000 fans, and people loved it. She reflected on the enormous changes in her life since she was stunned by Holly Holm in 2015, and she said of the last two losses she took in UFC, she was grateful. She said, "I never thought I would say this, but I'm so happy I lost those fights to Holly Holm and to Amanda Nunes because it led me here. This is so worth it. Everything really does happen for a reason. Every missed opportunity is a blessing in disguise. I really believe it now," she said. She signed with the WWE earlier in the year, and she hadn't competed in the UFC since losing back in 2016. She did fight. This is pretty funny. She fought against Stephanie McMahon, who's Vince and Linda McMahon's daughter, and her husband, Triple H, her tag team partner, was Kurt Angle. And I guess both Stephanie McMahon and Ronda Rousey had some fun kind of calling each other out, yelling things at each other in the ring, and it was supposed
nonsense.
To be lots of fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
so
it seems like she's got a really good character going already, which is so
she's
important
also
in wrestling.
Got huge popularity, and that didn't go unnoticed by the McMahons. She's paying more. She's getting paid the equivalent of what most of the men's, quote-unquote, superstars are getting. They're way more than the other women.
She brings a huge name and some fans, I think, that would not have come to WWE without her.
Yeah. Probably not. All right. In the baseball world, former as well as present, Victoria, Mark McGwire, what's the story with him?
Well, Mark McGwire did a new interview that was published yesterday, and he was talking about his past history with performance-enhancing drugs, and he said, "I just know myself. I was a born home run hitter. Unfortunately, I did take PEDs, and I've regretted that. I've talked about it. I didn't need to. That's the thing. I didn't need to take the drugs in order to hit 70 home runs in 1998, which set a single-season record. 12 years later, he, of course, admitted on a television interview with Bob Costas that he had used PEDs, and he's now the bench coach for the San Diego Padres, and he basically has kind of an interesting perspective on it. He said the game has done a terrific job of doing what they're doing now with drug testing. Unfortunately, they didn't have it back then, and he said, and if they did, I never would have messed with it. So, unfortunately, he kind of ended his career with, you know, a big black smudge on it,
questions.
Like so many other players.
Sammy
he's
Sosa
so much
same,
smaller now.
Well, you can because he was on those steroids.
Yeah.
It's 11 before the hour on the DJV show.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
Oh. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
When you're thinking about getting a mortgage, everyone has a piece of advice. And believe me, you'll hear it all. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. And the thing I've learned about mortgage advice is everyone has some. But not everyone has what's right for you. Rocket Mortgage has helped millions get the information that they need. Based on real data, we've made everything easy to understand so you can confidently make the right decision and get a solid approval in as few as 8 minutes. In fact, for 8 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Rocket Mortgage. Check it out. Take your time. And if you have questions, we'll be here with expert advice you can trust. Because we know that buying a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. So give us a call at 800-QUICKEN or visit rocketmortgage.com today to learn more. Start the journey toward your perfect home with America's largest mortgage lender.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Results may vary.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Now 53 after the hour.
Thank you, Doug.
It's let's do that again. It's 53 past the hour. It's Tech Talk time. A lot of things going on in the world of technology for Victoria to catch us up on. There's a study. Listen carefully to this, those of you who are too lazy to walk, and those who are too lazy not to carry an iPad and watch your favorite Netflix show. These could be problems for you. Would you like to explain that, Victoria?
Yes. If you've been wondering, am I getting a little bit heavier these days because maybe my habits have changed? Well, your suspicions are confirmed. Netflix is most likely making you gain weight. And Uber and services like rideshares, like Lyft and things like that, also not helping. Countless weekends binge-watching The Crown and ordering Thai food are taking a toll on your body, according to a new Harris Poll survey on behalf of Swiss life science group ZaluVita. The ZaluVita weight loss survey reports that 88% of Americans moved less in the last few years due to increased screen time. 80% of them also blamed on-demand meal delivery and Uber and ride-sharing services and shopping apps for also helping them to gain weight. Obviously, these are pretty depressing statistics. However, I don't see Netflix going anywhere anytime soon.
No.
And here's what's also kind of sad. A little over 40% of the adults surveyed said they're actively trying to lose weight, but only 3 in 10 of them said that they actually think they'll achieve their weight loss goals. So that is not great. Healthcare officials obviously very upset about this. Primary care physicians said that 77% of them agreed it's harder today than it was in previous generations to stay fit due to our busy lifestyles.
We have a new weight loss product that we're going to be promoting in this program. Will fix everybody that way. Meanwhile, Apple has released a low-cost alternative to their current line of iPad Pro devices. That's coming right up here.
The Geek Out. Apple has rolled out a new option in their line of iPads with a great new addition. The new 9.7-inch size tablet comes with an option that was previously limited to just the Pro variations, support for the Apple Pencil. Now, this is a significant addition, but the upgrades also include a faster processor and some camera upgrades. Now, the difference between the new model and the current iPad Pro is the latter has a higher resolution screen, even better cameras, more speakers, and support for the smart keyboard. Now, all of that may seem like a lot, but so is the difference in price. The new iPad starts at $350, and the slightly larger iPad Pro starts at $650. So for $300, the differences between those and those features may not seem so great after all. The new iPad's on sale now.
My Chrysler Pacifica is totally loaded. It has stow-and-go seating, the available Uconnect theater, and listen to these speakers.
Hey, Mom, what was that song?
Huh? What song?
Chrysler Pacifica. It's loaded with attitude. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
All right, Victoria, what's up with The Rock?
Well, Dwayne The Rock Johnson is joining the most popular trivia app called HQ, and it is a mobile trivia app that everybody loves to play, and they have at least 1 million players twice a day on this app. And it's 12 questions that increase in difficulty as you go along, and as soon as you get a wrong answer, you're eliminated. It's kind of like sweeping the nation. It certainly has swept our house. My husband plays it twice a day. It airs live 3 p.m. and 9 p.m. every day. So The Rock will be joining the host, Scott Rogowski, to give away $300,000 on Wednesday, the 11th. And they're not sure yet. They haven't said which time frame it will be played in, but this is the largest jackpot that they've ever had on HQ. So if you're an HQ-tie, as they call them, get out there and you might get a piece of the prize.
Okay, the co-founder of Apple, Steve Wozniak, said yesterday he's leaving Facebook because of the data harvesting scandal, and that's going to not do them any good. He has a deactivated account, and on it he wrote, quote, "I am in the process of leaving Facebook. It's brought me more negatives than positives. Apple has more secure ways to share things about yourself." So what would those be? Well, what would you use? What Apple product would you use to do the same sort of stuff that Facebook does, Victoria?
That's a really good question, because there isn't a platform.
That's what I thought.
Well,
I didn't know
there might actually. Who knows? Maybe they're creating one. Because I just did the update on my iPhone, and there were two whole screens just about how much Apple respects my data and my privacy. And so they're definitely making a move in some way in that forum.
Right. Facebook has seen, 87 million people somehow or other had more of their material, info compromised. What a nightmare for them. Oof. Cash out, or you got that stock. 59 past the hour on the DJV show.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.